told you do not need a large audience in order to make $100,000 with your own business. In this video, I'm going to share with you the three crucial elements you have to install inside of your business to make sure that your business grows even with a tiny audience. Hey, I'm Natalia from NataliaRay.com, and lately I've had a few conversations with some of my clients about the size of their audience, right? I've noticed that so many people that come to me actually undervalue the amount of audience that they have, thinking that just because they have a small audience, there is no way that they can earn six figures or more in their business. Now, if you're my client, I can obviously give you a personalized plan to show you and prove to you you can actually get to the $100,000 mark without growing your audience. But since here in this episode, I cannot give you a personalized plan, what I can do is show you three crucial elements you want to install in your business right now to start seeing your income grow without further growing your audience. This is super simple, super basic, but it's going to transform your business. So let's begin. The three crucial elements you need in order to make $100,000 a year, even with a tiny audience. Number one is you want to have a clear offer that people actually want to buy. And here's what I mean when I say an offer people want to buy, because many people actually come to me where they already have an offer. They have a course, they have a coaching program, but what they don't understand is how to position it in a way for it to be irresistible to people. And let me share with you a quick example to show you exactly what I mean. So I own a marketing agency, right, where people come to me in order to grow their campaigns, grow their business revenue, grow their advertising, and so on and so forth. Now, when people come to me and they have a sales page that does not convert, meaning they have an offer on the internet but nobody is buying it, the first thing that I look at is their copywriting, right? So what I tell them if they come to me for a consultation, I will tell them, you need to learn copywriting in order to make this sales page better. That's what I think my client needs. Only that the chances of a business owner buying a copywriting course is this slim to non-existent. Nobody wants to learn copywriting, right? What they do want is to have a pre-made fill-in-the-blanks copywriting templates that will get their page to work without them having to learn copywriting, right? So bottom line, I think they need a copywriting course. What they actually want is fill-in-the-blanks copywriting templates done for you that they can fill in like 10 minutes. That makes sense, right? Now, when it comes to offers, you actually need two different offers in your business to make $100,000 or more. The first offer you need is what I call your flagship offer. And this is a high-end, expensive offer that you can sell to your best clients. That's the secret to actually making money with a small audience, where you have a high-end offer. And I mean, what I mean by high-end, I mean $500, $1,000, $2,000, $3,000 in order to sell to somebody, and then every single customer is worth that much more to you, so you're able to scale your income even with a tiny audience, right? That's the first offer you need. The second offer you need in your business is an intro offer, right? And what I mean when I say intro offer, I mean a small scale, cheaper offer that you can offer to other people when they first come to you and they just don't trust you yet enough in order to purchase your high-end offer, right? Right? So for example, let's say that you sell a $3,000 coaching package for your clients. An intro offer might be a $10 ebook, or maybe even better, a $47 course that they can just go through in a weekend in order to achieve one of the results you promised to them in your coaching package, but not all of them, right? Meaning this intro offer should only solve one teeny tiny problem, and the goal of that is to grow your customer base so that more people will go through this small program, taste of what you have to offer, start trusting you, and then way more of them will move on to buy your big offer, right? That's how we build trust through an offer suite, and that's how you can grow your income very, very simply by installing the first element, a clear offer that your audience actually wants. Now let's move on to the second element that you need in order to grow your business even with a tiny audience, and that thing is an effective customer acquisition strategy, right? By far, the number one mistake that I see people make whenever they come to me to a consultation is that they have an offer, they just slapped it on their website, they created this beautiful, or sometimes not this beautiful, sales page, and they think that this is enough. Like, I have it online, what else do you want me to do? Wrong! What you need to have in order to sell your offer is a very clear promotional strategy. We call it a customer acquisition. And this is essentially a process that a customer goes through in order to be convinced to buy your offer. Now, there are many, many ways of taking people through this journey. You can use a webinar or a free challenge, or like there are a gazillion different ways that you can do that. But in the big nutshell, what you want to have in order to make sure that your customer acquisition strategy is effective is you want to have those four elements. The first thing that you want to have is free value before you sell them something, right? You want to educate your audience. And this could be in free YouTube videos. It can be in a webinar. It can be in a free challenge. It can be in a masterclass. It can be in a million different ways. But first, you want to educate them. That's number one. The second thing you want is an offer that people actually want. And we've covered that already in part one. The third thing that you want is to handle objections, right? Whenever you try to sell something, people will immediately have objections to it. Yes, but maybe your course is amazing and it can give me everything that I want, but I don't have the time to go through this because I have a family. Or maybe your offer is amazing and it's probably the best on the market, but I cannot afford it, right? So we want to make sure that we handle those objections. And there are many, many methods in which you can do that. I can show you this in other videos, but make sure you have that within your funnel. It can be like an email that you send to your list. It can be an extra video that you sell. It can be the things that your sales representative will say on the phone call, whatever it is, but you have to handle objections. And the last thing that you need in order to have an effective customer acquisition strategy is a deadline, right? You cannot make the offer and just wait for people to actually buy it. You want to have a deadline because that's how we get people to act, right? When you go in the mall and you see like this big sign inside of a clothing shop saying 20% off season sale, that's the thing that gets you into the store. So same with your offer. You want to have a clear deadline to make sure that your offer is not there forever. The third element you want to install in your business in order to grow your business, even with a tiny audience, is to have a pre-planned marketing calendar. I don't know what it is about online marketing, but people simply think that if they're gonna, again, put a sales page online, that's the only thing that they need in order to make money. But I have to tell you, this is wrong. Marketing works where you have a pre-made plan and you take action steps every single day in order to make that plan happen. Now, in the case of a marketing calendar, that essentially means every single month or every single year or every single week, what is the offer you will now be promoting to your audience, right? What will be the offer that you have to give free value to, that you have to handle objections for, that you have to have a deadline for? You have to have one every single period in order to hit your income goals. Now, in order to help you do that, I actually have a free gift for you. I've prepared a free training where I walk you through exactly how I build the marketing calendar for my clients. So you can take it for free in atayaray.com/100k. And that specific thing is probably the only thing that you need to take the audience that you now have and to turn it into $100,000 a year for you in your business. Take it, make it yours, make it work, and I will see you at the 100K mark. I hope this video has been helpful. If you have any questions for me, please list them in the comments below. If you want to support this channel, please make sure to hit the like button and subscribe because it helps me get the word out about these videos. I'm going to see you in the next episode. Until then, yalla bye.